Welcome everybody, Shia number 1024. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Doeg Ben Rabbi Aaron Zizel. Le'ilu Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe L'Refur Shalema Sarafega Bas Le'e Nechama. Okay, getting back to a malacha of Mechabe. Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit about maybe a few shiurim in reference to sometimes somebody has a candle, or sometimes the light is burning, or sometimes there's possibly a flame, like of a fire, and there might be a door, might be near a door, or might be near a window. Let's say the window is closed, for example. I know by us, we have it, and you have like a stove, and there's a fire over there, right? There's a fire burning that was put on before Shabbos, and there's a blech or whatever. Okay, so now the question is, it's hot, right? It's hot. Somebody wants to open up the window. Or possibly I have a candle burning, let's say, or I have, like we said, the leichter. And again, it's near a window, and it's hot. Now the question is, I want to open up the window. So am I allowed to open up the window? What's the problem? One might ask, why can't I open up the window? Just because there's a flame over there, just because there's a candle over there, whatever the case might be. So there is a problem of when I open it, the wind might blow and extinguish the fire. Now we want to talk about, it could be a difference whereby, there's a few things to talk about. This could be a difference of whereby it's a ruach metzuya or a ruach sheni metzuya. In other words, is a regular wind blowing, or possibly there's no wind blowing, or maybe it's a strong wind blowing. So those are three various different type of, if you want to call it, weather reports, right? And then you have different type of flames. You might have a regular flame. It's not so much, right? This halacha which we want to talk about is not so much dependent on the fact if it's a candle or oil. What do I mean by that? Just backtracking a minute. We spoke about in the past, if somebody has oil, right, they have oil, a candle in oil, a leichter, whatever the case is, and it's on the table, and you want to move the table in a place and time how one is allowed to move the table with muksa. With the halachas of muksa, we're not going to get into all that right now. But as far as the oil goes, one has to be extremely careful, right? We spoke about in the past, so that the oil doesn't swish around and start, moving closer to the flame, far away from the flame, because we said when the oil, somebody has oil and they have a wick, so then the closer it gets to the flame, the better it burns, and the further away it gets, right, the worse it burns, and it either goes out faster or it could burn fast. Getting closer, it burns faster. Moving away, it burns slow. Okay, so we said one has to be extremely careful because of the oil. But over here, we're talking about a different issue. Over here, the issue is the wind that's going to blow from outside, whether it's a door or whether it's a window. So would it make, in general, it would not make a major difference whether it's a regular candle, like a regular candle with a wick, or might be oil with a wick. The question is on the flame itself. Okay, and then we said also it's a question of it could be possibly near a stove whereby you have a flame burning. Would that, you have a flame burning from before Shabbos, would that make a difference? In other words, that's a little bit stronger. In other words, if you just have a candle, right, and I open up the window and a wind comes, it could blow it out very easily, as we could understand, a wick, a small wick with one small candle. But if I have a flame on a stove going, and then I open up the window and it's regular wind, nothing strong, it could be a little bit easier because it's a stronger type of a flame. But we'll see. We'll try and talk about the various different case scenarios which might come up. And it's something which comes up a lot, because sometimes, there's windows in the house, there's doors in the house, and people have flames, people have a lighter sometimes in the stove, and sometimes it's close to a door, sometimes it's close to a window. It's an important thing to know these halachas. Okay, so just to start off, and again, we want to see the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll try and use it as a springboard and go from there. Tells us the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Ayin Zayin, Simen Reish Ayin Zayin, of course, in Hilchos Shabbos, Ner Shemunach Achari Adelas, if there's a candle in back of a door, not on the door itself, but in back of the door. And explains to us the Shulchan Aruch, what's the case? Explains to us, I'm sorry, the Mishnah Berurah, what's the case? Kegoin deles sheniftach lifnim. In other words, the door gets opened inwards, right? You open the door and it goes inwards. And omeacharel munach habayis, munach babayis ner dolek. In back of it, right? In the house, there is a lit candle. So it tells us the Mishnah Berurah, dafka keshu neged besichas hadeles. The case is, bedafka when it's exactly, in back, neged besichas hadeles. It's right in opposite the opening of the door. Keneged besichas hadeles mamish v'karov el hadeles. And it's close to the door. So what's the issue? What are we afraid of? Tells us Mishnah Berurah. Be'inyan kishe yipasach, when one opens up, kishe yipasach hadelas, they open the door, yuchal yikabos alidei haruach hamenashev mibachutz, from the wind that comes in from the outside, it could come in and blow out the candle. Okay, so tells us the Mishnah Berurah further interesting, that he says, afilu imhu paseach adelas benachas, a person's going to say, well, I'll open the door slowly, maybe that'll help, right? I have a candle right behind, right opposite where I'm going to open up the door, right? But I'll open the door slowly, so it won't be a problem. So Sal tells us Mishnah Berurah, mikol makam haruach haba mibachutz menashe va'asur, it will be a problem, because you're opening up the door from mikol makam haruach haba mibachutz, the outside wind that comes in is going to blow, and it's going to blow out the candle. It's not so much the swinging of the door, it's the wind that comes in. Okay, so tells us the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so it tells us the Mishnah Berurah further that I'm a Magid Ram. He says like this: Afilu im ein haruach menashev ata gamken yesh lesa. That according to the Magid Avram, he wants to say even further that even if there's no ein haruach menashev ata, there's no, right now you'll open up the door, right, and there's a candle opposite the door and it's going to blow it out, but there's no wind right now. I looked outside, there's no wind. Im ed afilu im ein haruach menashev ata gamken yesh lesa, still would be aser. The whole rega verega haruach menashev, at any minute it could start to blow, right? As a person knows, you walk in the street, now it's not windy, and 30 seconds later it could blow wind, right? How am I supposed to tell the difference? So tells us the Mishnah Berurah, what's the bottom line over here? In other words, I'm opening up the door and I see that there's no wind. It's right? Magen Avram says we still have to be kid. We still have to be worried that it might come a wind and blow it out. It tells us Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh mekilim b'zeh. There are those who are makel in this. If there's no wind right now, that afilu im ein haruach menashev ata, v'nir elidiv makamat chak yesh lahakul b'zeh. That b'makamat chak, in the pressing need, one could be makel, k'she paiseach adelas, when you open up the door, b'nachas la'ata ad, we open up the door slowly, that's all, just be careful, shlo yigram hadelas gufa, in other words, at the door itself, right, if I swing a door open, again, I have a candle burning, right, that's very close to the door, and I swing it open quickly, so the door itself is going to make a wind. So tells us the Mishnah Berurah, yesh lo'akum b'zeh, k'she paiseach hadelas, b'nachas la'ata ad, you open up the door slowly, shlo yigram hadelas gufa, the ruach sheyavid, the door itself won't cause a wind. So that's an interesting thing. Okay, we're going to continue next time, but what we see is over here, we want to see the various different type of cases and the maisa, how to work with this, but what we do see that there is a, one has to be careful when one has a candle burning and it's, or the leichter or whatever, it's behind the door, but by a window. We'll try and go through the various different cases, but we're seeing in the Mishnah Berurah so far that if there's no wind right now, as of now, there are Yesh Mekilim he brings down, he brings it down the Bir Halacha, we'll try and get into that a little bit more, but if there's no wind right now, and one opens up the window, one opens up the door, there is what to rely on, and in other words, that one opens the door, opens the window, whatever the case is, you're opening it up, you know, carefully, slowly, that the door itself shouldn't make a wind, number one, and number two, it's not blowing outside. I looked outside, there's no wind right now blowing, so there is what to be makel to open up a door or a window, but we want to go on next year in Bezrus Hashem, try and get a little bit more into it and see more details, see more different cases, and we'll go on from there. We're just trying to, you know, give the introduction right now to this inyan. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tuv.